Oh, by the way, you guys are on your own this afternoon. I got court.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll testify in the Gorman case.
You mean that little $8 million cocaine bust that we made? The one that's getting all the publicity?
That's the one.
were you in on that?
I don't remember.
In the past month, we've had a dozen or so break-ins at various facilities, but the point is that we're in the business of helping people who do things like this.
Well, have you caught anybody yet?
No.
Well, then how are you going to help him?
That's a good point.
I got cited for contempt.
Oh, yeah?
I have to surrender to the officer of the court in 2 hours. I'm going to jail. Anyway, the judge referred to me as an uncooperative witness.
Why?
Refused to name my source of information.
Well, of course, you can't do that. I mean, it's confidential.
Yeah, we start putting a finger in our squealers, we might as well pack it in and go fish. I love that kind of talk. Of course, you're in charge during my absence.
Oh, Barney,
Hey, you're senior officer.
Yeah, Barn, but I mean, they're just the three of us now.
Barn, we got a disturbance over in Canal.
You and Dietrich.
All daps.
Hey, good
looking. Okay, in the cage. Have a pleasant evening.
You're in my life.
Thank you.
I didn't do it for you.
Look, I don't know how long I'll be in here. I don't know how long you will. But, I'm Barney. Serve breakfast around here.
Sooner or later.
Thank you.
The guy before you always used to give me his milk.
Okay, I just need a little for the coffee.
We'll talk about it later, huh?
Hey, Ron.
Arthur?
You're late.
You're right.
Bojo was already here. He had to go out on a call alone.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Arthur, I realize it's not that big a deal. It's just that I think we all want to keep the squad room running as smoothly as possible. So as long as I've been put in charge, I think I'm entitled to the same respect you'd give to Barney.
Sure.
Good. Oh, how are you coming with those quarterly crime statistics?
Threw them in the garbage.
Okay.
I'm beginning to get used to this place.
Well, that's good.
Hey, anything from Barney yet?
We haven't heard anything.
Well, I hope he's not dead.
Us too. Woj, what have we got?
Well, he got hit again. Last night, some creep kicked in the back door of the thrift shop.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what Barney always says.
Well, he doesn't own it.
Oh, Sergeant, I made a quick inventory while we were there. I'm afraid they made off with over $500 worth of hawkable merchandise.
They took my Motorola. It was the first radio I fixed as a recovering alcoholic on the work therapy program. It only got one station. All news in Korean. But to me, anyway, it was special.
Don't worry about it, Raymond. We'll find it.
What are we gonna do?
Hey, maybe we should try going undercover.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. We could put you in one of them get-ups. You could circulate, move around the various facilities, and see what you can find out.
This is not a get-up.
Huh?
This is a uniform of a Salvationist, Sergeant, a religious garment, not a Halloween costume. And regardless, I can't sanction it being used in the manner that you've suggested.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Melinda, he just didn't know. You know, it's his first day in charge.
I understand.
Yeah. Look, let's fill out the report, and then I'll go back down there and just mingle around a little bit. Dress like this.
That'd be fine.
Is that all right with you?
Oh, fine.
Visiting hour is 20 minutes. No shouting, no abusive language, no passing of notes.
Hey, yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. It's a nice family.
We were going to break you out, but they took our guns.
Well, I appreciate the thought.
Look, Barney, we're on lunch, so we haven't got a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Look, Barney, did you hear anything from the department yet?
Not a word. How about you?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, how was your night?
Well, all things considered, not too bad. I'm not used to sleeping alone.
Be thankful.
So, everything okay, Bart?
Well, you know, within reason.
Yeah, well, you need anything?
Nothing I can think of now.
Well, I guess we really better be going, Bart.
Yeah. Take it easy, huh?
Okay. Good seeing you.
Cake's in the mail.
We're all with you, sir.
What? What's that?
CLO ribbons. And one left over. I figured, the hell, you're worth it.
Thank you.
Have a good day one, sir.
Let's go.
Yeah, look, I'll catch up with you in a minute, all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. See you, bye.
Boy, I'm fine. I'm really fine.
This is about me.
Oh.
And Lieutenant Holly?
Lieutenant Holly?
Yeah, you know, the officer from the Salvation Army I'm working with?
Oh, the Salvation Army, right.
Yeah, well, thing is that I really like her. And I think that she likes me. But the other thing is that she's ordained. And then so they're not supposed to get serious except, you know, with their own kind. So I don't
know. Mojo, you're talking to a man in jail.
Yeah.
I sleep 2 feet from a toilet. I share a cell with a lunatic who won't eat my breakfast alone. I'm sure you can appreciate it. It's a little difficult to focus in on your problems with women.
Yeah, right. I'll wait in your office.
So,
You follow sports much?
She did.
Oh.
She loved hockey. The physical contact and violence excited her.
Really?
You a hockey fan, Barney?
I go to an occasional Ranger game, yeah.
And you must have seen her.
I really wouldn't know.
Sure you would. She was the blonde in the black dress with a slit up the side.
I'd have to think.
She knew the effect it had on men, and I guess you were no different.
Pardon me?
First a little small talk, eh, Byrne? Then a couple of drinks at the club level. Then back to the Plaza Hotel. Or maybe you suggested the Pierre. Less conspicuous, I agree.
Listen.
In the hotel room, champagne on ice. And then you made love. Her flesh intermingling with yours. And then you paused once in a while so that you could share a laugh at my expense. Finally, when the sun came up, you both went your separate ways.
Look.
And now they have put you in the same cell with me. Can you imagine the odds in a thing like that?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Sergeant Harris.
Is Wardrobe not back?
Haven't seen him.
So, what you got, Levin?
It's another article on the captain's plight.
Oh. They seem to be getting smaller.
This was on page 14 of the food section.
That's the way it always is. First day, it's big news. A couple of days go by, people lose interest.
Yeah.
You got the sports?
Hey, guys. Any luck, Wood?
Well, spent half the night at the Harbor Light Center. And then staked out that other thrift shop, and nothing happened.
Well, give it another shot tonight, huh?
All right. How's Byrne?
I'm sure he's fine.
Well, didn't you talk to him yesterday?
I thought you would.
No, I've been on his detail.
I went away for the weekend.
I wrote him a letter. Call Precinct Levitt.
Yeah, let's go see him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Alarm just went off at the Salvation Army Senior Center in Houston.
Ah, you and Booth.
Dietrich, I'll be in my office.
Got these crime statistics for you.
Hey, thank you, Arthur.
Could have typed them.
Could have had them framed.
You decide.
How's it going? Hi, guys. Barney?
Ray? What are you doing here?
Well, I came to visit you.
And they just let you in?
Yeah, well, the Army has a prisoner outreach program. You know, I come here twice a week to give advice and guidance.
Huh.
You want some?
No offense, Ray. It's not in the mood, huh?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah? I wish I did.
Say something, Barney?
No.
Sound like something.
I didn't say anything. Just wish somebody would explain to me why a man who's committed over 20 years of his life to what he knows is right deserves to wind up in a rat hole like this.
That's a tough question.
He has just got caught in the machinery. The victim of some perverse higher order that condemns me to sit here and rot while my lawyer tells me to be patient.
These things don't happen overnight.
Oh, don't I know it. First, the department's got to take it under advisement with the commissioner, who's out taking a late lunch with the DA, who's wishing to God the damn judge would come to some accommodation with my attorney, who keeps telling me to be patient.
Come on, boy, take it easy.
I'm sorry, Ray. I didn't mean to lay this all on you. I'm just beginning to feel like the longer I'm here, the longer I'm going to have to stay.
It's always darkest before the dawn. Hope you don't mind my sneaking that one in.
Listen, I really appreciate you coming.
So you want me to bring anything? Books, magazines?
I'll take a Life magazine, October 8, 1943.
I'll work on it. Take care.
I was on the cover.
Let's go, Miller. The judge wants to see you.
I saw him this morning.
And you're going to see him again. Come on.
Barney, where are you going?
To the court.
I suppose that makes you something special.
Hey, why don't you shut your big fat mouth?
I thought we were friends.
We are.
Then why did you destroy my marriage?
Inside, Duncan.
Why? No movie this time.
Why? You want to see stars?
Oh, clever.
So, what do we got here?
Arthur Duncan. Picked him up over at the senior center. He was in the arts and crafts room trying to make off with a sewing machine and a couple of cartons of yarn.
They weren't even sweaters yet.
Don't I know you from someplace?
Maybe. I used to play the accordion.
Sergeant Harris, if you recall, Mr. Duncan was previously arrested by Sergeant Wojciechowicz and myself for assaulting the handicapped.
Oh, sure. You were the guy who went around mugging blind people in wheelchairs, right?
Thanks for remembering.
And on the way down, he confessed to the other Salvation Army break-ins.
Why not? All I ever got there was junk. I gave most of it to Goodwill.
A Goodwill?
Levitt, Duncan.
Over here, Duncan.
You got him?
Yeah, we did. And you're just in time to sign a complaint.
No, thank you. I'll just take him with me.
Still saying that you don't want to press charges?
No. Not if Mr.
Arthur Duncan.
Mr. Duncan agrees to go down to the center for a chat?
I have no plans.
Look, Melinda, this guy isn't worth it. He's got priors as long as your arm. He's going to take off the minute you hit the street.
I don't think he will.
I give you my word.
Turn him loose.
Boy, you're up!
Hey, Bart. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Bart. How are you?
Hey, where you been?
Just dropped by to let you guys know I was released.
Well, we were going to come down and see you tomorrow.
Saved you a trip.
What happened? Did you give them a name?
No.
No, I knew that.
I guess the judge figured that between the two of us, we were doing a fine job of destroying each other's careers, so he postponed the trial a couple of weeks. He's going to try and work out some kind of compromise.
Sorry, you feel okay?
Yeah. Just going to clean up and head on home.
I'm ready whenever you are.
Raymond, would you see to Mr. Duncan, and I'll join you later.
Okay, Arthur. We're going to the center now.
Oh. Where do you guys keep your donuts? I looked all over for them.
That's the USO.
Oh, wrong army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a waste of time trying to convert that guy.
He won't be the first one I've lost.
Yeah, right.
Look, maybe we can arrest him again sometime.
You know, I'm usually not attracted to women like you.
Oh.
I mean, that usually, I don't know why, but I seem to gravitate toward the types who are less upright. You know,
You weren't ever a hooker, were you? Well, good.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Let's get this damn cell cleaned up, okay?
Lewis? Barney?
I was, just enjoying the last few moments of power.
Anticipating a lengthy stay?
No, I just, brought in a couple of things, thought I would, personalize it a little. I'll cancel the painters.
Now stay tuned for some classic Schultz. When an old friend gives the portly sergeant an inflated ego, it's John Banner at his comic best. Don't miss the rise and fall of Sergeant Schultz. It's next here on TV Land.